With you, along with Champaign County Farm Bureau's Brad Eucken, to talk all things agriculture for this week. Brad, good to see you. It's hard to think about agriculture when the weather is like this, but I know it's a year-round industry and operation. Also, a bit difficult to think about climate change when the weather gets this cold. But this week, the National Climate Assessment came out, and among many things, it said it will impact agriculture. It could be, I think, by maybe 2050, saying yields could be down significantly, according to this government assessment. How are farmers, from what you, who you're in touch with, reacting to such a report, and does it cause concern?
Well, I think it does. I think there's obviously, as with a lot of industries, there's a lot of issues facing agriculture, whether it be the trade, which we've talked about before, trade difficulties we've had in the past several months, we'll say the farm bill, you know, and maybe we'll touch on that a little bit later. But I think climate change is it's something that is out there for agriculture to have to address. You know, the interesting thing is you read this a report like this, and keep in mind that we've come off 4 or 5 record yields, years of yields here straight. And so maybe that makes it a little bit harder for some in agriculture to pay attention to it. But at the end of the day, I think we in agriculture recognizing that there is some things happening out there. And, you know, we need to be part of a solution moving forward. And I think there's a number of things we can do. But in broad terms, I think agriculture is going to continue to adapt. If we do see some change in climate, whether that be a little bit warmer or the storms, meaning rain, snow, are more intense. And maybe more specific on that, I've heard talk of, you know, instead of that good half-inch rain, maybe we'd get 2.5 inches that come. And so maybe that's a little more extreme than what we've had in the past. But I think agriculture through technology is will adjust to that.
Brad Eucken is with us. And you can't ignore the fact that it's a political topic right now. And there's various reactions to these kinds of things, including from the president. What do you hear? Is there varied response within the agriculture community? I certainly am not asking you to state a position yourself, but just as you interact, how do folks look at this? Because, you know, there's the here and now and what's going on today and next year and the year after, and then there's the long-term impact that this could have.
Yeah, I think that in the farmers that I talk with, I think there is a real realization that, yeah, there are some things that have been different in our weather. And again, it maybe isn't always, you know, when we think, a lot of people talk climate change, they talk, oh, it's just hotter. Well, you know, I could argue, look at this summer, look at some of the last several summers we've had. We haven't seen that prolonged 2-3 weeks of heat, that 90s, 100-degree heats. Now, we've seen moderation in the winters. Maybe not, it seems like, where we started off here just a few minutes ago. Maybe not this year when we've been so cold here, it seems like. Okay. But it has been a little bit more moderate. You talk to people like my parents talk about the snows we used to get in the 70s, and we used to get a lot more of that, and it seems like we haven't. But I think one thing that most farmers will talk to you about is again, back to those weather patterns and specifically the precipitation. We are seeing some more extremes in that, and they come heavier, they come harder, and they come faster in bigger volumes. Again, instead of that good half-inch rain, we'll get 1.5 inches or 2 inches, and it'll come harder. And I think we in agriculture are recognizing some of that is legitimate, that is happening out there, and there's challenges to go along with that. And I think to sort of address some of those things, I think farmers have started to take a look at conservation practices to make sure when those do occur, we're keeping that soil in the field by putting grass waterways and filter strips in so that runoff keeps the soil in the field or keeps the nutrients that are attached to that soil in the field. So I think agriculture has taken some steps in that. So again, in broad terms and a long answer there, I would say that a lot of farmers are recognizing that there is a little bit of difference occurring, we'll say, in the last decade.
Yeah, I appreciate that, knowing, too, this is a complex issue and probably could be unpacked much more than we have in this space, but I appreciate your response nonetheless. To the more here and now for sure in the farm bill that is perhaps on the horizon, what is the latest you're hearing on that?
Yeah, it seems like that's a broken record. And anybody that's caught our segments the last several months will say, geez, every time he's on there, he's talking about the farm bill. And that's because we're still battling that issue. The farm bill's still out there. As a reminder for folks, you know, that bill is probably the single biggest piece of farm legislation there is on the federal level that impacts us. And so we want to make sure that we have a good policy moving forward. Unfortunately, Congress hasn't been able to come to an agreement quite yet, and the current one has expired. And so our hope now is, our big push is to get this done before the new Congress gets seated in January. Because if we don't, we sort of have to start over with a new Congress. And it's, I wouldn't say back to square one, but it would be really close to being back to square one of starting over on a bill. So that's a challenge, and that's what we're definitely pushing. The clock continues to tick, and we hope that we can get it done and Congress will act on it.
What would be the chief concern about no farm bill after this Congress and having to wait? In other words, what would be the chief concern about an extended period of time with no farm bill?
Well, you've got one, you would have what we're seeing now is there the certain aspects of the one that expired, that ended, I think it was the end of September. You know, there is lack of funding for some of those programs, so it's not fully funded. Some of the programs, even though it's expired, got moved forward just because they're a kind of a continuous thing, such as the SNAP program, the SNAP or the food stamp program continues, even though the bill expires. But there are other aspects that there's no funding for, so they literally are done. I think that's what you would see, and that would be negative. And I think then, obviously, you've got a change in the elections where you saw the House change to Democratic leadership. And again, you even though we've had that, we've had Democrats and Republicans, I think starting over would be a different leadership. And so I think different approaches would really take some a prolonged period of time to get something settled in a new Congress. So again, by all means, our major push is to get this done in the next couple of weeks and get it to the president's desk.
And then in the even more immediate future is the annual meeting for the Farm Bureau across the state. I imagine you're excited to gear up for that.
Absolutely. So within our state organization, the Illinois Farm Bureau has an annual meeting, surprise, surprise, and it's coming up this weekend. We start off, it's up in Chicago. We start off, you know, Saturday and finish up on Tuesday. And we'll have a multitude of things going on at that, from various young ag leader competitions or from contestants from around the state to debating our own policy that'll move our organization forward into the coming year. And so it's a kind of a culmination of the year. There'll be awards programs, etc. And so it's a great opportunity for the state to get together to set our direction for next year, to have some of those discussions that we need to have within our organization and kind of get things ready for 2019.
Brad, always great to see you. We'll appreciate talking to you again next month.
Hey, thank you, Scott.
Brad Yukin, manager of the Champaign County Farm Bureau. 4:30 local news is next.